morning's reading is from the Gospel, the work of Acts, chapter 4, reading from verse 32 through to verse 37, and can be found on page 1096. Let's hear the word of God. The believers share their possessions. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in all them all that there was no needy person among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elaine, for sharing God's word with us today. And let's reflect on that passage, but also on the theme of impact. Because I was thinking this week about all the different kinds of impact that we can have. Now, I have brought with me this morning a basin of water. And I'm doing this just to prove that there is, in fact, water in this basin. And I was thinking, you know, different things can have a different impact on a basin of water. So if I was to, say, drop a feather into this basin, what kind of impact do you think that's going to have? Is it going to be a big one? No. Let's find out. Well, that was just disappointing, wasn't it? Nothing happened. Okay. Well, what about the impact of a rubber duck? She's not in the service right now. She's in the kitchen, so I can tell you, this is not my rubber duck. This is part of my wife's collection of rubber ducks. You can ask Ruth about that later, her collection of rubber ducks. What kind of impact do you think this will have on the water? What do you think? A big one? Well, let's find out. A bit bigger, but as you can see, maybe, if it just, is it poking, it's not quite poking its head up, the rubber duck actually floats. So although it did have an impact on the water, it didn't have a huge impact because it's just floating on the surface. What about a rock? Even bigger. Shall we find out? I will say that was, and I'm going to do that again, because I tested this earlier, and that the stone by far managed to get the biggest splash of all. Let's try that again. That's not as impressive as I had hoped. Never mind. But you can see from the splashes on the table and the splashes that I've got on myself, the different objects had a different impact on the water. Some didn't have much impact at all. Some had a really, really big impact. And so the impact we have can be different in terms of intensity. But the impact that we can have on things can also sometimes be good or sometimes be bad, because there's different things we can have an impact on. We could have an impact on our environment. So what kind of impact do you think a big red monster of a car has on the environment as it belches out fumes as you go racing down the motorway? What do you think?
It has a bad impact.
It does, doesn't it? It has a bad impact because all the gases get into the atmosphere and it's just not good. But what about a plant? Yes. A good impact, because do you know what plants do? Yes? They give oxygen. They give out oxygen, which is very good for our environment. It's also very good for us because we need oxygen to breathe. We can have an impact on our health, on our physical side. So again, a couple of possibilities. If you went for a run, would that be a good impact or a bad impact? Yes. A good impact. Now, you're saying good and you're totally right, but do you hear the muttering from all the adults? Long term, absolutely, a jog has a good impact on you. It keeps you healthy and fit, but in the short term, when you're sweaty and you're out of breath and you're needing a drink, maybe it doesn't quite feel as positive. Something that might feel very positive in the short term, though, a nice big lovely piece of chocolate cake. Now, is that a good impact? There's the voices of everybody that has just stopped caring about their health. I don't care. I'm going to have the cake. Good or bad? Yes. Bad. Yes. Listen to the voice of the brownies, everyone. Cake is, in the long term, bad, especially if that's all you eat. We can also have an impact on people's feelings, emotional impact. So I want you to have a wee think. What do you think would have a happy impact on you? You actually told us about some of it this morning. What are the things that make you happy? Yes?
When people do funny jokes.
Yes, that certainly makes me happy, funny jokes. Any other suggestions? Yes?
When people
play with you in school, yep, that's a good one. Have another one from yourself. When they work well together, when people work well together, absolutely. Any other suggestions from anyone else? Things that might make you happy? Are you all a miserable bunch this morning? Thank you, Naya. Sorry?
Dogs
make you happy. Have you seen that there's one down there? Dogs do make people happy. What about sad? I mean, we could probably take a guess, couldn't we? Just the opposite of what you've said. So when people are mean to one another or not kind, when they don't work well together, what's your suggestion? You've forgotten. That's okay. We'll take yours then. When people don't play with you in school. So the opposite things can make us sad. And if we take Maya's suggestion that dogs make people happy, then presumably cats make people sad? Is that? No? Oh, well, I'm not keen on cats myself, but never mind. So these are the different kinds of impacts that people can have. We have the kind of different levels of impact. Some things make a big impact, some maybe not so much. Other kinds of impact, we can have a good impact, we can have a bad impact. People can impact other people in a whole load of different ways. And I now want to ask you a question. How much impact do you think that one person could have on our world? Just one. Remember, we've had the big impact, we've had the small impact from the water. One person, what kind of impact would they have on our world? Yes. You think a big impact? Okay, we've got one person thinks a big impact. Do you think the same? Yeah, okay. Well, let me tell you about someone, and we'll see if we can work out whether they had a big impact or a small impact. Do any of you know who that is? Nope. That's Mordecai Ham. Have any of you ever heard of Mordecai Ham? Keep it to yourself then, because you'll know what you'll have. If you've heard of him, you'll know where I'm going. Apart from Mary, I think I saw one other hand up saying they'd heard of Mordecai Ham. So that's two people in the whole congregation that have heard of Mordecai Ham. Do you think that means that Mordecai Ham had a big impact if only two people have heard of him? No. In fact, his impact was probably quite small, because there's one
he was Mordecai Ham. He was a preacher. He told people about Jesus. And there are probably many people that were led to faith because of him, but nobody really remembers Mordecai Ham. But there is one person in particular that Mordecai Ham led to faith. Billy Graham. Mordecai Ham led Billy Graham to faith. Have any of the Brownies heard of Billy Graham before? Probably not. You're a bit young, but I want you to turn around and look at the congregation. Raise your hand if you've heard of Billy Graham. Do you see that? Mordecai Ham only impacted one person, and that was Billy Graham. But Billy Graham has had an impact across the whole world. He preached to millions and millions of people. And he told them all about Jesus, and his impact was worldwide. And he was able to lead many people to faith, and there are people here today, even if they weren't led to faith by Billy Graham, they may well know someone who was. And the reason I'm telling you about Billy Graham this morning is because sadly he passed away last week. He was 99 years old. This was his 100th year. And all this past week, people have been celebrating and remembering the big impact that he had on our world. And so when we think about the impact that we can have, some of us may just be like Mordecai Ham. We may only have a very small impact, but that's okay, because the small impact that we can have on one person can be taken and have an impact like Billy Graham, which affects millions and millions of people across our world. But there's one other person who had an even bigger impact on our world than Billy Graham, believe it or not. Any guesses about one man who's had an even bigger impact on our world than Billy Graham? Jesus. The reason we know Jesus had an even bigger impact than Billy Graham is because we're all here today. Jesus lived thousands of years ago, and such is his impact that even thousands of years later, people still meet together, they still read about Jesus in the Bible, they still celebrate him and worship him and have faith in him. So his impact is massive. Absolutely massive. And the reason I asked Elaine to read the part of the Bible that she did this morning is because that shows us the kind of impact that Jesus can have on people's lives. We read in the passage that Jesus was able to unite his followers in a way that had never been experienced before. In fact, what the Bible says is that they were of one heart and mind. They were so united, and they were working together to tell others about him, and that's what Jesus gave them the power to do, to tell other people about him. And lastly, Jesus' followers in the passage, they made sure that everybody was looked after. In fact, again, it says that there was no needy person among them. And it was because they believed in Jesus that they looked after one another, they told other people about him. And they were united, they were together. And that is hopefully something that we aspire to as Christians today. But certainly you see the impact of Jesus because we're all here this morning. So I want to encourage you today that not to be put off because you don't think that you can have an impact on something. Because as we've thought today, even one person can have a massive impact, whether that's a massive impact on just one individual like Mordecai Ham, or a massive impact on millions of people like Billy Graham. What's important is that we realize when we do things, especially some of the good things that you were telling us about today, Brownies, they have an impact. But we've also thought about the impact of faith today. There's the impact that faith has on us, that by believing in Jesus, we are forgiven by God, we're brought back to him, and we're promised new life. But we've also thought about the impact that our faith can have on other people. Because when we show our faith, we do so with kindness and goodness, and we can have a very positive impact on other people. In doing so, we show them God's love and hopefully encourage them to think about faith for themselves. And so we can all have a positive impact when we try, especially when we do it in Jesus' name. Let's share in a wee prayer together. We thank you, Lord God, for the impact of other people on us, for the people that are kind to us and good to us and who help us. We thank you for the impact of people who encourage the journey of faith, for people like Mordecai Ham and Billy Graham and the different impacts they've had on people's lives. But most of all, we thank you for the impact of Jesus, that through him you have forgiven us when we do things wrong, that you have brought us back to you, and when we put our faith in Jesus, the relationship with you is restored, and we are promised new life for all of eternity. Help us, Lord, to think about the impact that we can have in our world. Bless us as we reflect and as we do these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.